Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Apocalypse: Never Why Environmental Alarmism Hurts Us All by Michael Schellenberger is a 2020 work of argumentative nonfiction about environmental politics, climate communication, and energy policy. Writing as an environmental advocate, Schellenberger accepts the basic reality of human-driven climate change, but disputes the popular framing of it as an imminent civilization-ending catastrophe. The book aims to persuade readers that fear-based messaging and apocalyptic rhetoric can distort priorities, polarize debate, and encourage policies that fail to deliver measurable environmental benefits. Across a range of topics, Schellenberger criticizes what he sees as misleading narratives promoted by some activists, organizations, and media outlets. And he argues for a more pragmatic approach grounded in human welfare, development, and technological problem solving. A prominent element of his case is that high energy density power, especially nuclear energy, should be treated as a serious tool for decarbonization rather than rejected on ideological grounds. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, climate change is serious but not the end of the world, a central claim in Apocalypse. Never is that climate change is real and demands action. Yet it is commonly portrayed in a way that overstates immediacy and certainty about worst-case outcomes. Schellenberger argues that apocalyptic predictions often crowd out nuance about risk, adaptation, and the difference between long-term challenges and near-term collapse. In his framing, the most effective public response depends on honest comparisons how climate risks relate to other environmental and human development problems, and which policies plausibly reduce emissions at scale without imposing disproportionate costs. He contends that extreme messaging can backfire by encouraging fatalism, distrust, or symbolic actions that do not meaningfully change energy systems. Instead of treating fear as the main motivator, he pushes for a more measurable discussion centered on outcomes such as cleaner electricity, improved resilience to natural hazards, and pathways that can be adopted by poorer countries. The emphasis is less on denying harm and more on disputing an end times narrative that, in his view, undermines good environmental decision making. Secondly, environmental alarmism and distorted incentives. Schellenberger devotes significant attention to the idea that parts of modern environmentalism have incentives to emphasize catastrophe. He argues that fundraising dynamics, political advocacy, and media attention can reward the most alarming claims, even when the underlying science is more qualified. In this critique, the problem is not science itself, but how scientific findings can be selected, simplified, or amplified into single-story narratives designed to mobilize support. He also questions the credibility of campaigns that treat disagreement over policy as moral failure, suggesting that this contributes to polarization and discourages practical compromise. The book frames alarmism as harmful in at least two ways that can push resources toward highly visible issues while neglecting other environmental priorities. And it can encourage policies that look ambitious but are poorly matched to the engineering and economic realities of energy transitions. Readers should understand that this argument is controversial and has been disputed by some scientists and reviewers. But within the book, it functions as the explanation for why certain solutions, especially nuclear energy, remain politically marginalized despite their potential climate benefits. Thirdly, energy density and the case for nuclear power. One of the most recognizable themes in Apocalypse, never is its strong argument that modern societies need abundant, reliable, energy-dense power to improve human welfare and reduce environmental pressure. Schellenberger contends that electricity systems dominated by intermittent sources face practical limits unless paired with large-scale firm generation and robust infrastructure. He presents nuclear power as a proven low-carbon option that can deliver high output with a relatively small land footprint, and he criticizes long-standing anti-nuclear activism for shaping public fears and policy restrictions. The book does not merely praise nuclear in isolation. It ties the argument to a broader view that decarbonization must be compatible with industrial growth, urbanization, and rising living standards globally. From his perspective, opposing nuclear while demanding rapid deep emissions cuts creates an unsolved contradiction. He also links energy choices to environmental impacts beyond carbon, suggesting that concentrating energy production can reduce the need for extensive land transformation. Even readers who remain unconvinced by his weighting of evidence can use this section as a clear statement of the pro-nuclear climate case and its critique of mainstream environmental priorities. Fourthly, development, poverty reduction, and environmental outcomes. Schellenberger repeatedly connects environmental protection to economic development, arguing that poverty is a major driver of environmental degradation and vulnerability to natural hazards. In this view, wealthier societies can invest in cleaner technologies, better infrastructure, and more effective governance, which in turn can reduce pollution and improve resilience. He warns that environmental policies designed primarily around restrictions, especially when exported to poorer countries, can slow development and impose costs that affluent nations are better able to bear. The book positions modernization, including electrification and industrial capacity, as a path toward both human flourishing and improved environmental management. This emphasis also shapes his skepticism of proposals that imply large-scale degrowth or permanent limits on energy use. He frames a humanistic environmentalism as one that takes seriously the immediate needs of people in developing regions while still pursuing emissions reductions and conservation. The result is a moral argument as much as a policy. One environmental strategy should be judged not only by ideals, but by whether they are scalable, affordable, and compatible with lifting living standards. Lastly, broadening the lens beyond a single crisis narrative. Another important topic in Apocalypse Never is the claim that public debate often collapses many different environmental concerns into one overarching climate apocalypse storyline. A speech, Schellenberger argues that this encourages simplistic thinking and can misdirect attention from other real issues, including local pollution, habitat impacts, and the practical trade-offs of different energy and land use choices. He urges readers to evaluate specific claims on their own merits, rather than treating every problem as evidence of impending planetary collapse. The book also challenges the idea that the most dramatic messaging necessarily produces the best environmental outcomes, suggesting that it can generate performative politics instead of effective governance. In this broader lens, the key question becomes what combination of policies and technologies can reduce harm while supporting stability and prosperity. Although the book is best known for its stance on climate risk, framing, and nuclear power, this theme is the connective tissue, a call to replace sweeping moral narratives with comparative analysis, cost-benefit realism, and a willingness to revise beliefs in light of results. The goal is not complacency, but a more disciplined environmentalism that can prioritize, measure, and iterate. In conclusion, Apocalypse Never is best suited to readers who want to interrogate dominant climate messaging and who are interested in the intersection of environmentalism, energy systems, and public persuasion. It will appeal to policy-minded readers, engineers, and energy-curious generalists, and anyone skeptical that fear-driven communication reliably produces good outcomes. Readers can gain practical benefits by using the book as a framework for asking harder questions about scale, reliability, land use, and the political economy of environmental advocacy, which interventions reduce emissions materially, which are mainly symbolic, and what trade-offs do they impose on affordability and development. The book also offers intellectual value as a case study in how environmental debates are shaped by institutions, incentives, and moral narratives, not only by scientific findings. What helps the book stand out in its category is its explicit rejection of apocalyptic framing paired with a strong technological modernist prescription, especially the emphasis on nuclear power and energy density. Many climate books focus primarily on threat amplification or on lifestyle and activism. Schellenberger instead centers feasibility, infrastructure, and development as the backbone of climate progress. At the same time, because the book has drawn sharp criticism from some reviewers who dispute aspects of its scientific interpretation and rhetoric, it is most rewarding when read critically, alongside other serious works, as a provocative counterpoint rather than a final word. If you would like to support Michael Schellenberger, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.